Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Now remember, case acceptance doesn't mean they're saying yes. Case acceptance means they're agreeing that they would like this type of work. The yes comes really when it comes down to time, fear, and money. How do we fit into their budget? How do we fit into their schedule? And how do we make it not painful or not have them afraid of it? So don't talk over your patients' heads.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple. I really hope you're missing us and you want to hear us more than every once a week. You probably won't, but you can listen to past episodes and get more of me that way if you want. But again, I'm joined by my super fabulous co-host, Meredith. How are you doing, Meredith?
Hi, everyone. Good. How are you?
How's Anna Scott doing?
She's great. Yeah. She's grown out of her little newborn clothes. She's big. I was just saying her belly's big.
Wow.
Poor thing. Bless her heart.
Bless her. In the South, that means something totally different, but we'll leave that alone. Listen, this week we're going to talk about ways to improve case acceptance in your office. I've got five or six different things that I'm thinking about, and I'm going to turn over to Meredith. Maybe she has some messages, some courses that you can take so we can fund this amazing podcast that we have.
So that we can keep hanging out and recording podcasts all day. Yeah, I do. October is going to be a big month at 3D Dentist, and I only have a few spots left for those who want to join the fun. We have our 3D Case Acceptance Business Bootcamp in October is sold out.
Okay.
But we have a couple other programs available. We have our Digital Implant Continuum Tooth Replacement Therapy.
Okay.
That is for those looking to start implants, PRF, extraction graft, October 2nd through the 7th with live patients. And then the other super exciting thing is we have October 16th through the 20th. We have our Full Arch Express. Do you want to tell everyone a little bit about how that can help them? And we only have two spots left for each of those courses. So
I don't know about how many spots.
Yeah.
That's a you decision.
Yeah,
not
no,
me
I just
decision.
Thought maybe you want to make a little mention about the Full Arch Express.
So the Full Arch Express, it's a it's not a new program, but it's a new program that we're doing at 3D Dentist. So as you're leveling up your implant game, one of the hottest markets, if not the hottest market in implant dentistry, is Full Arch. And so the Full Arch Express is a 5-day live patient implant program with 3 days of didactic and 2 days of live patients. We'll be covering not only fixed full arch, but also overdentures so that you have a full repertoire of full arch options for your patients that have dentures or are going to be missing all their teeth. The program is led by myself, Sully Sullivan, and Jacques Jernigan. And we're going to teach you everything we know about full arch surgery and the digital workflow and the overall workflow for those cases. 3 days didactic, 2 days live patients, where you'll get to actually do overdenture surgery and a full arch all in neck surgery. So we're super excited for that program. It's your chance to spend 5 days with us to fully immerse and really get your practice moving in the direction of full arch implants.
Yeah,
well. Did I do a good job there?
Yeah, that was great. Okay. Well, let's get into why people really tuned in to listen today. Let's get into ways to improve case acceptance.
Why is it important to improve case acceptance, Meredith?
Well, I think what we call the soft skills and, you know, communicating with patients is probably the hardest part of training new team members. And sometimes for the doctors themselves, before they're able to get, you know, their systems and down, and improving case acceptance is how they're going to get more. More work and better cases.
Yeah. I think improving case acceptance does a couple of different things for a practice. First and foremost, it improves productivity, which is, you know, we all need that. With things costing more, everything in life being more, we need to improve productivity. But I think what's lost in the need to improve case acceptance are a couple of things. One is it slows your practice down. When you can really focus on improving case acceptance, you're able to see less patients and increase productivity. And the other thing is it kind of moves your practice to doing more of the dentistry that you want to do. And honestly, what improved case acceptance does is it kind of gets rid of burnout. Burnout comes from overworking, not making enough, doing dentistry you don't want to do, seeing so many people. You know, all those things lead to burnout. And so that's why we're so big on making sure that all of our programs, whether they're clinical or business in nature, have a healthy dose of case acceptance in them and implementation. So let's kind of move on to what some of the thoughts are on that.
Yeah, so our first one for sure is bringing the energy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of where you learn to build confidence and excitement. Yeah. And that's what a treatment coordinator or team lead of the admin side who's presenting case acceptance, and that's more of what they need.
Yeah. So, you know, I look at that. It's funny how you look at it from the team side and I look at it from the doctor's side.
Right.
Right. As we work through our mastermind program, I've gotten some recordings of case acceptance conversations from the team side and the doctor's side. And what I always say is if the doctor doesn't bring some excitement to the patient, they're probably not going to say yes.
Yeah.
And what I mean by build confidence and excitement, it's pretty simple. Literally just tell the patient, Meredith, you're going to love the way your new smile looks, or you're going to love the way your teeth feel, and or Meredith, you know, we're going to do great work for you and you're going to be super happy with the outcome.
Yeah.
I mean, literally just something that simple is what I mean by build confidence and excitement. People want to have their work done by somebody that reassures them that they're going to do good work and that they're going to be happy.
Right.
And it seems like it's a given that they're going to, that's what they're going to get. But people need to rehear that. You know, as humans, we're really tuned. You know, we're our expectations are to be reassured and to be nurtured and to be stroked a little bit. And that's what we have to do with our patients. So to me, anytime I'm doing any type of conversation with patients, the first thing I do, and again, this is after the team transfer, the first thing I do is I build confidence and excitement and say, you know, Mrs. Jones, Meredith, I'm super excited.
Well, both of those work.
Yeah, Mrs. Jones and Meredith, you're right. I'm super excited to talk to you about this type of treatment.
Yes.
It's what I love doing in the practice. Mm-hmm. And we have so many happy patients, and I'm excited to call you one of those happy patients when we get done with you. And who doesn't want to start the conversation or doesn't start listening more after something like that?
Right, and from a team perspective, that is what gives the team confidence in you as the doctor. So for them to be able to say, you know, in the beginning, the doctor is presenting most of the treatment to the patients. But as you get into a place kind of where you are in your practice now, where you've had a treatment coordinator for years, they know you inside and out, they're able to create that excitement and build that confidence for you.
Yeah.
So when you walk in the room, you can feel it. The energy's already there.
Yeah. That's,
and that makes it so much easier for you. The case is already emotionally closed. All you have to do is come in and say, yes, I can do that. We're going to get along great. This is going to be a great case.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how something so simple is so important and overlooked in so many of the case presentations I listen to.
Well, I think that's why we put that down as the first part.
It's number zero on there.
Yeah, it was an add-on, actually. So we'll get into the real number one. It's kind of giving the patient the chance to say yes to the best.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about
that
decision?
You know, what our planning board says is do not make decisions for your patients. What I feel is happening is we are treatment planning our patients before we even ask them what they want. We're judging a book by the cover. And I know many of you are saying, I don't do this and I don't do this. And maybe some of you don't. But I know I'm guilty of it, even at this point in my life and at this point in my career, where we kind of assume like, hey, this patient looks disheveled, or, you know, this patient has a unkept mustache or beard or whatever it may be. And what I've learned over the years is not to make decisions for people. I'm not even talking about money decisions. I'm even talking about whether to save a tooth and not save the tooth. I've looked at teeth and I've told them, Mrs. Jones, if this were my tooth, I wouldn't save it, but ultimately it's up to you. Do you prefer to save it or not save it? And the patient's like, I know you wouldn't. I thank you for saying that, but I want to try to save my tooth, even if I waste my money.
I'm laughing because one of your first All-On-X cases is that to a T to me. She does not look like somebody who would do that type of treatment. And she's been a great case and super happy with the treatment that she's had. But I think also the biggest analogy of this would be, to me, is every time you go to the doctor and they say, oh, T-Bone, you have high blood pressure this time. And then next time you go back and they're like, well, you have diabetes now. We saw it last time, but we didn't want to overwhelm you. So we just told you about the one thing that we thought was most important. Right. Well, what if the diabetes was most important to you?
Right.
You know? So not being able to say you have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, all this, what do you want to take care of first? It's kind of the same thing, and that's how they do it there. That's how we should be able to present it in dentistry. Yeah.
And this really becomes an issue as you move further down your career, because if you're subconsciously training your team members that we don't bring everything up and don't make it a patient decision or a patient choice, then when you move into more advanced dentistry and emotional dentistry, as we call it, and you start doing these larger cases, it becomes harder and harder for team members to even have those conversations, because most of our team members can't imagine being able to afford this type of work for themselves. So then that affects their ability to bring it up to the patient. So I want you to be very careful about thinking for your patients. Number one, I think it's ethically wrong to think for our patients. We got to give them the choices, the risk, benefits, and alternatives, and let them make that decision. And remember, at the end of the day, you have got to be comfortable with the patient choosing to do some of it, none of it, or all of it. They're their teeth, and it's their decision.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Yeah, I think that's ultimately the easiest thing to present at the end is just to say it.
Yeah.
That way, you know, we're here for you, whether you want to do some of it, none of it, or all of it.
It's amazing how simple this can be, isn't it?
Right. When you just do what you think. Yeah. Well, let's get into another way to improve case acceptance. So we've talked about the confidence, bringing the energy and the excitement into the room when you come, about not making decisions for your patients, and then our third one would be, you know, the clinical talk. Yeah. I think this is the hardest for hygienists because it's what they're trained to do from our trainings.
I think it's even harder for dentists.
Yeah, well, from our trainings, I think what we've seen is the hygienists have the hardest time breaking it down in a simpler format and way. So we're just saying, you know, what you call technobabble.
Yeah. So yeah, so don't talk off your patients' heads. Your patients didn't go to dental school. 95% of them don't want to hear about all those different, they don't want to know that you're using an 856-016 coarse diamond red black stripe burr.
and how you're going to use it.
From Comet USA. Yeah. But, you know, they don't want to hear that. And I think Rick Sullivan says it the best this way. And, you know, he goes, are you a detail-oriented person or are you just the facts kind of person? And, you know, when the patients say, I just want the facts, just give them the facts. Say, this is what we're going to do. You're going to love it. It's going to come out great. And if they're a details-oriented person, go to town. Get all your technobabble out for the day out on that one patient. You know, I think one of the things most people are amazed at when I walk through kind of the way I approach our patient communication is that I don't even tell people what I'm doing for them. Like, I don't say the word implants, or I don't say the word veneer. I don't say those things when I'm trying to gain case acceptance. You know, remember, case acceptance doesn't mean they're saying yes. Case acceptance means they're agreeing that they would like this type of work. The yes comes really when it comes down to time, fear, and money. How do we fit into their budget? How do we fit into their schedule? And how do we make it not painful or not have them afraid of it? So don't talk over your patients' heads. There are even times where I look at the patient, I'll be like, Meredith, I'm getting ready to say a lot of technobabble to Megan right now. She'll convert that into English for you in a little bit. And that way the patient knows that I'm not, like, to basically ignore all the crap I'm about to say.
Yeah.
But this is my opportunity to talk to Megan about what I'm seeing, what I'm thinking. That's my way of getting her trained to see things the way I think. And that's also my way of letting her know why I'm, you know, adamant that I want to go this way or why this other way we've done other cases won't work in this situation. So that way, if and when the patient brings that up, she's armed with that information for that. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that is not talking over your patient's head. Yeah. easily able to do that. And then our next way to improve case acceptance, again, we've gone through building confidence and excitement, bringing the energy, not making decisions for your patients, not talking over their heads. This one would be so simple in, you know, an office where you're instilled to take photos. You would think, let's at least use these photos. But show photos instead of x-rays. Make it emotional.
Yeah. So what I really mean by this is, number one, let's qualify photos. Intraoral cameras are not photos to me, okay?
Unplug them all while you can.
Unplug them all while you can. I believe in good extraoral photos, whether that's taken with a iPhone camera or a smartphone camera, whether that's taken with a dental-specific camera, or whether that's a professional digital SLR camera with a macro lens and a ring flash. I want good extraoral photos with retractors and mirrors. Number one, it shows the big complete picture. It shows an arch. It shows a quadrant. It shows a full smile. It shows the patient more of what they see when they look in the mirror. And that's what people buy. And that's kind of my point with this. Patients don't know what x-rays look like. X-rays are technical. Mm-hmm. Photos are emotional. And I can't tell you every single day, patients say, are those really my teeth?
I was just going to say, you know, I like when you say, are you happy with your smile?
Yeah.
And you have a picture of their smile up on the huge 55-inch TV right in front of their head. And they go, oh, no, you know, but they almost, that's not what we look at people's teeth all day. That's what we're used to doing. They don't. So when they see them, they're like, I never realized I wasn't happy with my smile. Yeah. But now that I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
No.
And that's an opportunity to talk.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the whole point of photos. It gives us an opportunity to talk. That doesn't mean that we're pushing.
We're not pushing treatment.
We're not saying this is what you got to do. I'm just saying this is what we could do if you're ever interested. And if you're not interested, like, I start conversations with people like, listen, there's no pressure for me. If this is something that doesn't work for you, I'm totally okay with that. We'll see you for your 6-month cleaning and we'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're interested in learning more, I'm happy to talk to you. It's what I love doing.
Yeah.
You know, and so photos are so important. I would argue, and so many others would also agree with me, that if given a choice, I would choose photos over x-rays. And I know for many of you that seems illogical, in terms of gaining case acceptance, photos play a much higher and important role than x-rays, bar none.
Yeah, that's always been kind of your philosophy on photos. So, well, let's get into the next way to improve case acceptance. That would be what we, you know, instill in our mastermind and our boot camp is firm financial arrangements.
Right. Yeah.
So if that financial menu and making sure that it's printed out and sent home and presented to the patient in person in front of them. You know, a lot of times people are like, well, I'm busy, I'm on the phone, but the patient in front of you. I think one time you had said to us, if they don't get it that day, they can come back and get it, that we will not email.
Yeah. I had to get, you guys wanted to email everything to everybody. It was a cop out. And it drove me bonkers because that means we're not creating a relationship with the patient.
Yeah, the emotional connection.
Yeah. And, you know, people buy from people.
Right.
People don't buy over a computer screen. I know every person listening to this podcast.
Now like, well,
I buy all my stuff, you know, without people. But when we're making true important decisions, we generally, broadly speaking, we make these decisions where people buy from people. Mm-hmm. So let me get some clarity on this for everybody. We do not use the Eaglesoft plan, the Dentrix plan, the Open Dental plan, the CareStack plan, the XYZ plan. We take a financial menu that has the treatment plan written in plain English, and it has the treatment total, what we're doing, how long it takes, how much it is, and exactly how they can pay for it, all on one sheet of paper that we print out and give to the patient. Yes. And on that sheet of paper, it walks through exactly how they can pay for it, all of their financial options, which means from vast majority of our patients, monthly payments. Yeah. You know, and here's what drives me bonkers. Most dentists don't realize their patients are choosing monthly payments every time they swipe their credit card.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact statistic, but the vast majority
of... You can do it on anything now. You can do it on shoes, online
Well,
shopping.
What I'm saying is the vast majority of people don't pay off their credit card every month.
Oh,
so that's a monthly payment through the credit card company, right?
Yeah.
You know, the vast majority of Americans do not pay off their credit card every month. So they're choosing monthly payment plans by swiping their card. So get that through our heads that the modern consumer is using monthly payments for everything. So your financial menu must have the monthly payment options available. Whether the patient wants it or not, give it to them. And, you know, we've partnered with Sunbit recently, and they've made case acceptance financing for the patient in that up to $10,000, $12,000 ballpark is their sweet spot. Super easy. All you do is you take your iPad, you take a picture of the driver's license, and then 30 to 40 seconds later, you get an answer.
Yeah.
And it tells you the different options they're approved for, the dollar amount, and all the choices they can have. But to get to that point, you got to have a financial menu that shows the patient what something like this could be around when financed.
Yeah. Well, Sunbit is actually running a promo for our listeners, too. If you mention T-Bone or you mention 3D Dentist and listen to one of their setup calls, then you will get a DoorDash gift card for the office so you can
order for yourself.
Some coffees or something. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned, but back to that, I'm glad you mentioned the...
So they can get that by going to www.sunbit.com/T-Bone.
Yes.
T-B-O-N-E.
Yes.
Now do us a favor, go to that so they can see that we have some influence out there so I can have a little bit more power over them, you know?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned, you know, it's not a Eaglesoft or a Dentrix printout, because a lot of times in my strategy calls, I ask people, what is your patient buying process? Or do you have a patient buying process? And everyone says, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so if I came into your office and I needed treatment, just general dentistry, maybe a crown or two and a filling, how would this treatment be presented to me? And they always say, we print out the Eaglesoft
plan or Dentrix XYZ.
You know? We print out the treatment plan for you. That's what it is. And I'm like, okay, and then is there a way, how can I pay? And they're like, cash or credit card? I'm like, okay, great.
So you don't have a patient buying process.
I don't say that.
Well, you should.
Okay, great.
You don't have an optimized patient buying process.
We can work on that. But yes, I think the firm financial
blows my mind is the vast majority of people that do the strategy call listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
How have we not made it more clear to people?
But I think that financial menu is what brings together the patient buying process.
Yeah.
So
it really does.
Yeah. So I think that's a great way to close the case, close the case in mind that we're talking about. I think all of the others were kind of ways to present it, and that's kind of a way to bring it all together and close it for that patient buying process. And then if you have a patient, for our last thing, if you have a patient who is kind of on the fence, this is 100% the way to do it, is to preview the work. Either say, this reminds me of a case I did, and show that. Or with today's technology and things we can do with like exocad, actually show them what it would look like.
And so what Meredith's referring to here is, you know, look, I've been doing dentistry for 24 years.
That's older than some of our team members.
We're in June almost now. I'm 24 years. I graduated in 1999. 24 years I've been at this. I told myself I was going to retire at 25 years. I don't think that's happening.
No.
I don't think
But that is longer than some of our team members.
I don't think I'm financially there anymore. But my point being in all of this is, early in my career, when digital dentistry wasn't super accessible like it is today, I had a couple of ways of previewing the work. The easiest was to show other cases. Hey, Meredith, I've got another case just like yours that needs a little bit of crown lengthening and veneers, just like you, to improve the smile, get more teeth showing when they smile. Let me show you their picture.
Yeah.
And that way creates that, back to that confidence point, it creates confidence that I'm going to do this. I know what I'm doing. And patients can say, oh, I love that. If you can give me that, I'd be super happy.
Right.
You know, that got done. Yeah. Like done, right?
It almost makes it too easy.
The second thing I did, which works, but was a little bit more complicated, was doing a smile simulation. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're almost to the point now where we don't do any smile simulations anymore, except in our full arch implant cases, because the third option that I want to talk about isn't really a choice there. And the third thing, and what we're trying to move more and more towards today, is actually printing a mock-up that literally goes on their teeth so the patient can see exactly what their smile would look like.
They're
going to be a little bit thicker, but feel it and see it and smile themselves, hold their mirror, have their hair done. Dude, it's amazing what happens when you do an emotional mock-up with somebody with teeth in their mouth. It really moves people forward. And the easiest way, in our opinion, to do that is with a software like exocad, with a 3D printer. We teach that in our smile design printing workshop. That way your patient can have something like that. And for those of you that are really all in on the 3D philosophy, we can get something like this done within an hour, hour and a half, while the patient's there even, or certainly the next day or a few days later, quite easily that can be done in the practice. So it's amazing what you can do when you give the patient a chance. So again, let me review that one for you. The easiest way is to have example work that you can show them. Say, hey, here's another patient just like you. Number two is doing cosmetic imaging. And number three, and the best way to do it, the most emotional way, is to actually have something to put in the mouth so they can see and feel for themselves what their teeth would look like. So we've given people some really good ways to improve six case ways. Acceptance. Why don't you walk them through that and I'll let them go after that.
Yeah, so we have six ways that you can improve case acceptance. First and foremost, by building confidence, excitement, bringing the energy, not speaking for your patients, not making decisions for them. I feel like this is an emotional thing. Sometimes we want to do it for them, let them choose, not to talk over your patient's head, no techno babble, kind of just put it out there in layman terms of what is going on. Show photos, present the treatment with photos versus x-rays, not get too technical. After all, most people can't read x-rays.
I can't read x-rays.
And then send them home with a firm financial menu. Put it set in stone of how they can pay for it and what they're going to have done so they can take it
home. At the end
of
the day, money is the most important question for most patients.
And I would say most patients, why they don't commit right away is they need to run it by someone, which is fair. And then lastly, preview the work. Show them what you can do. I think that brings the excitement for them too, you know?
Well, I can't hammer it home enough. We got to improve case acceptance. With things slowing down in the economy, with things being tighter at people's houses, with everything going on in practices, improving case acceptance, there's never a bad time to get started on it, to refresh on it, to go deeper on it. At 3D Dentists, the absolute best way to really move your practice forward is to join our 3D Mastermind. We're sold out for the rest of 2023. We're over half sold out for early 2024. If you wait too long, you're going to have to wait till late 2024 to get on the train. Don't wait. Your practice will never be the same, and you will never imagine what's possible if you go all in and really commit. And the Mastermind is the best way to do that with 3D Dentists. So thank you, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. Tell a friend, make us happy, leave us a review, do something like that, and we'll see you guys next week.